says here that moms are, hold on a second. Moms are throwing period parties for their little girls. Yep.
This is a good one.
Not even kidding.
Invitations and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sending out invitations.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like for their
yep.
Mm-hmm. First? Mm-hmm. Their
moms here are now throwing period parties for their daughters. They're throwing quirky parties for their daughters to celebrate them getting their periods, complete with uterus cakes and tampon goodie bags.
My first question was, what is a uterus cake?
What is this? It's a cake that apparently looks like a uterus, which I just realized that, like, you can take anything inside a woman's body from, like, the belly button down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put it out on a table, I couldn't name what part is what.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I want to do that so bad. Let's have a JP names the female body parts.
I couldn't even begin to. Once you got past nipples and stuff like that.
Like all the diagrams, like with the fallopian tubes, the inside.
Like
stuff.
That's the fallopian tubes I could probably name. Everything else is a crapshoot.
But do you need to take the class in fifth grade type of thing? Like, you know what each thing does. You just don't know which is each part.
I don't remember. I just know the part that feels good. Everything else is your problem.
Hey.
So the moms are throwing period parties for the daughters for the inaugural situation.
Yeah.
People says, come to it. People, like, little girls come to it.
This one has a...
So they all can learn.
Yeah, that just sounds weird, just so you know.
Well, I mean, it's a learning possibility.
You hear what she said?
No.
No. What? I still don't. Right.
No. Don't even go there. Just keep going.
Right?
Party horns. Party horns. What a party. Gosh, this is fun.
It says, please join us. And they got a picture of the invitation. Brett, you know what? I don't know. You want to tweet this thing?
Invitation. Yeah, but,
please join us for Emily Ann's period party. Our little girl is growing up.
Now everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. Isn't that embarrassing?
You ready for this? The parties are intended to be a safe space where girls can discuss periods and learn more about what they involve. In an attempt to end the stigma.
What?
But in an attempt to end the stigma surrounding periods and normalize the natural cycle. Now, I had no idea there was a stigma around periods other than bitches be cray-cray when it's like 2 or 3 years
before.
No, but like
talking about it when they're young and out in the open, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, when I was in school, it was more of a competitive thing. Like, it was like...
Was it?
Yeah, like, I got mine, where's yours, bitch? You know what I mean? Like, it was very, like, you haven't gotten yours, mock, you know, which is horrible.
Is it, like, growing in boobs, like, it's a sign of status in a way?
Yes. When I was in school, I don't know if it's like that now, but in 1912, when I was in school, it was all about who had it versus who didn't. And if you didn't.
Well, you probably got it earlier because it was bumping up and down from the horse-drawn wagon, right? There was no shock absorbers on that thing?
Exactly.
So you probably just shook things loose.
His wagon wheel.
You said 1912. I didn't even go there.
So I would imagine.
But here's the beautiful part of this whole thing. The concept has originated in America, but it has spread now.
Oh, no.
Spread.
To England and beyond. Yes, spread. It says an attempt to end the stigma surrounding periods and normalize the natural cycle, and it's a pretty interesting way to do it, complete with uterus cakes and tampon goodie bags.
No.
They also, you ready for this? They have ice. They're showing... Brett, you got to tweet the whole story thing out because when you open a story, there's like ice cream, vanilla ice cream with strawberry sauce on top.
Nope.
And a tampon sticking out of the ice cream.
No, there is not. No.
There sure is. It's right there.
Here you go.
Crap.
It's right there.
Who's eating that?
I'm sending you the link right now. Check your messenger.
I would imagine.
And here you go.
And I want to leave it to the parents. Look what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
What a bunch of idiots. What is wrong with them having a period party?
First of all,
DJ,
when you're that
welcoming
young,
in everybody for the first time.
Scroll down.
Why
What's
is there
wrong with people?
And the tampon is like soaked. There's a little red on the tampon. Why?
I don't understand.
I'll take two. Thank
because
you.
Mothers are nuts.
Those
that's
are good.
Why.
No, that's
so. This is
so unnecessary.
Maybe Who's not popular, eating? But it's becoming popular.
How are they? How are they having period parties? Explaining and normalizing that menstruation to these little girls, and then saying, here, eat this ice cream. This vanilla
That's
ice
the part
cream.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they just ruined strawberry.
With blood
for me.
Splatter all over the place.
Strawberry
Who doesn't
festival.
Want this? Who doesn't want this Sunday to look like a murder scene?
It's horrible.
I would imagine, though, that Aunt Flo would be invited to pretty much all of them, right? I mean, like, of she's course. Like the guest of honor for all of them.
She's the MC at the VFW when they have that.
Yeah.
You know how the DJ at a wedding welcomes in the parents of the bride and groom for the first time, I think, and then they welcome the couple in for the first time. Do they do the same intros? We now welcome the parents of the fifth grader who just had her first period, Mr. and Mrs. and the father's got to be. And now for the first time ever, after having her period, please welcome 9-year-old Emily.
She moonwalks in.
This is horrible.
Right?
Ew.
No, this is all real world, man.
Everybody at the period party, say yeah!
No, just the girls who didn't get it yet. Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Now when I say blood, you say red. Blood.
Red!
Blood.
Red!
If you want to book your period party, use code FLOW for 10% off.
Right? They're doing it at a catering hall?
That's right. It's a big business. Don't mind the stains on the money. It's up to you. That red velvet cake is real coloring,
right?
Not food coloring.
Some wealthy parents are renting out Mahaffey for their kids' period party. They booked the Bloodhound Gang. She walks into Slayer, Rain and Blood. Judas Priest under a blood red sky. Sunday Bloody Sundays on the
All
place.
The good songs. All the, this DJ has a custom playlist that is only approved red, by red, the guest of honor.
Little red, red wine, UB40 gets in there.
Don't forget Little Red Riding Hood.
Right.
That was a big hit.
Mm-hmm. Every single one of us is trying to think of songs with blood in the title. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Oh, I just moved on.
They do it. The Jewish girls do it on a Saturday, so it's Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
I can't believe the news. See a lot of guys at the party today. Guys. Young guys, we also have a special on boner parties if you'd like to come in for the very first time.
Yeah.
Imagine that. For the very first time.
You want to celebrate little Johnny's first wet dream?
Yeah.
We got a party package for that one, too. Yeah. Mike on line one.
See the maitre d'.
Mike on line one. What's going
Excellent
on, Mike?
D.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, there's a video on YouTube called The First Moon Party. First Moon Party, and it shows a little girl trying to get a period, and a mom finds out and throws a party for her.
Oh, boy.
What?
First Moon
yeah.
Party?
First, oh, I get first Moon Party
monthly
on
thing.
YouTube.
I'll check it out. Thanks, brother.
Well, these are the things that are going on.
Can
Wonderful.
You imagine? I mean,
no!
This is crazy.
I can't.
I mean,
so what if your daughter, JP...
not happening. It will not happen on my watch. It
what
will
if, okay,
it doesn't
let me,
need to go any further. It will
but
not
But hang on.
Happen.
I didn't even... No, what if every single girl she went to school, she gets invited to all these period parties and she goes, and so she wants to have one for
they
herself, and if she doesn't, she'll be the weirdo and
it's
be
like
made
Sweet
fun
16.
Of. Yeah, what if that's the case?
Watch this. I'm gonna teach you something I am awesome at. You ready?
What?
No.
But
well,
isn't
the shoe
daddy.
On the other foot now?
I'm
Holy
amazing.
Smokes.
No.
If your daughter has to bring, and what kind of gift do you bring, and how much is it, to all these other parties, 8 other girls, now it's time for her to get some of that gift money back. Can't she have a party to bring it back? Get even?
Financially, we
You don't want to know.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not really.
You guys are up there, you'll just get a bunch of envelopes anyway. Nobody brings a present, apparently.
Exactly. Nobody's going to bring some pad with wings or anything like that. Just bring cash. Blake on line two. Go, Blake.
Hey, guys. Just want to say best show on 102.5. Listening to you guys every day.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. Is Pump Flex going to be DJing these period parties?
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's a very good question. Flex, do you have availability to do period parties?
Of course, son.
Talk about the spot.
What do we do?
Talk about the spot.
We got the literal spot, son. Careful, it's slippery.
We're spotting all over the place.
On the invitation, it says where? Colon.
The spot.
Spot's over here.
That's right.
The spot's over there.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to say
that. There's rusty pennies in here, son.
Is there a lot of money to be made in these period parties, Funk?
See the thing, Raj. Oh. What you have to do?
Yes, Bizflex.
You gotta do multiple streams of income.
I see.
You know, you just can't put, you know.
You can't just do the clubs.
You do 7 radio shows, you guys. Raj, you do the Islanders. Right. You do announcing and stuff like that.
Multiple streams.
It's multiple streams of income. You gotta be smart in the streets.
So you do multiple spots.
Multiple spots. So I do it in the clubs, and then I do, you know, the red parties. JP, we're going to book your daughter's party. We're going to take care of this. No problem.
Oh, you give me a deal?
I got you.
All right.
I got you.
Thanks, Flex.
The party's going to be lit, son. Red candles, red lights. JP's daughter doing it in style, son. Roger, we'll even give you a retro party, too, for your daughters. Retro period party, son.
That's another income stream for you.
That's what you do.
That's a good idea.
President Retro. Your daughter already had a kid, no problem.
She's missing something in her life.
Born again period party, son. That's what we do.
Joe is online, too. Joe, what's going on?
Oh, God.
Hey, guys. I love the show, and the topic is ripe for good jokes, man. But
I'll say ripe.
Like a red plum.
I thought it would be a good thing. No, but I think that this society is out of control. So not only are people posting, you know, what I ate for, like, we all need to know what everybody else ate for dinner last night, what kind of workout you did in the gym this morning, the fact that my toothbrush has these weird bristles on it now. Like, everyone just shares every stupid intimate detail that they possibly can with the world via social media. And now it's trickling into kids. Like, your daughter had a period. Why does that need to be showcased to everyone? It's just something else. And you pointed it out, Monica, that, you know, if a girl didn't get one yet and all of her friends did, like, do young women in that age group really need something else to be discussed in open forum and to feel self-conscious about? Like, is there nothing else sacred in this world where it just doesn't have to be shared with everybody?
Apparently not. It's all to be shared. The idea is to take the stigma off it. But the reverse of that would be to shine a light on it. I don't know. There's probably somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Might be a better idea. Instead of
a good band by name to play for one of these parties might be the Cranberries.
Yeah. Doing their cover of No. And the Cranberries.
Monica, did I ever tell you the vasectomy, the blood from the vasectomy story?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
No. So you have to, you get your vasectomy, they tell you not to do anything. You're supposed to just sit down, put frozen peas on your balls, and that's it. Don't do anything for 48 hours. I had a soccer game the next day that I had a coach. So I promised the guy that I would just sit in a chair and coach the game, that I wouldn't get up and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And the whistle blew. Next thing you know, I'm just up and coaching the way I coach.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. So I go home, and when you get a vasectomy, they make you wear a jock strap. And you got frozen peas or whatever, everything down. You're just grabbing the frozen.
You're keeping
frozen.
It high and tight. You got to secure it.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, they're also a little bit swollen at that point. But, you know, so you're just going into the freezer and just grabbing whatever's frozen and putting it on the jewels, right? I go to the bathroom, and I look down, and it's all red.
Ew.
I am now screaming at the top of my lungs.
Were you in pain? Did it hurt?
I'm freaking out.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't feel anything. I just figured it's because it was numb and frozen. And then my wife looks over. She's like, hey, moron, you had frozen cranberries on your junk. And like it defrosted, and I guess it opened up a little bit and it leaked all over myself. I thought I was cut open. Dying. I thought my nut was going to fall out.
That's great.
Funk Flex, it's a new income stream.
Yeah.
Bloody vasectomy parties. What do you think?
Parties. We do bloody vasectomy parties.
You do boner parties.
Yeah.
Biz Flex, you're so on the cusp. You're right on the cutting edge.
You can't turn down money, Raj. Be smart, son. Boner parties. It's the new thing. We'll combine and we'll do bloody boner parties, son.
Oh.
Oof.
Ow.
Oof. You excited? Hello?
Nobody.
Where's the party at? Anywhere?
Biz Flex, I think you missed on that one. Sorry. It's not going to be an income stream.
We're going to keep trying, son. All right. You find a new spot, they're not all winners.
Roger and JP on the Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.